Number 34.
What you are looking at is a pottery vessel from the Caribbean. It has a very elaborate design for this time period. Often we distinguish between pottery that we believed was used for domestic purposes, which tends not to be very highly decorated, and those that were used for ceremonial purposes, in which case you want to put your best side forward. In some ways, it's like having a party at your house where you either bring out the plain Corel ware or grandma's good china. This vessel is interesting because of the black resin that was coated on the interior. The black resin was often used to protect the interior of the pottery vessel from a liquid that was highly acidic. And we know that in some cases, we don't know this one specifically, but we believe that this resin was used with manioc beer. Manioc beer is a very interesting development in the Caribbean, actually started in South America, in which what you may know as cassava or manioc is first boiled to make it soft, and then the women would actually chew the cassava for a bit, spit it into a large container, and allow it to ferment. And this beer is mildly intoxicating, although some societies drink quarts and quarts of it a day, preferring it to water. And the resin helped protect the pottery from deteriorating with this highly acidic liquid inside of it. So the vessel's important for us because it gives us some indication of the kind of ceremonies that were being performed. It gives us an idea of the kind of plants that were being grown, and also gives a little bit of an insight into the types of ceremonial activities that were probably practiced. I am Bill Keegan. I am curator of Caribbean archaeology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.